Welcome back to the podcast. We are again walking today. Today is a beautiful Sunday morning, November 7th, 2021. We've got leaves crumbling beneath our feet. It's pretty cold out. I've got a coat on. Buddy's all excited. I just let Buddy run around the backyard with his next door dog friends, and now his feet are dirty, so I thought maybe we could go on a walk and potentially clean them off a little bit. But hope you all are doing well. I'll be honest, when I decided to go on a walk with Buddy today, I had no ideas in mind for this podcast episode. Buddy's literally, his arch nemesis are on the porch next to us, so we'll see if he behaves. I feel like in the past he's done fine because they're not passing by our house, you know? They're big St. Bernards, two of them. And they always walk by our house and Buddy goes, ham! But right now, look at him. He's acting all coy like they do. He's like, what's going on? Just out for a walk. Anyway, back to it. I digress. That's part of this walking podcast. You guys get to hear about what I'm seeing and experiencing too. Hope that's okay. First of all, before we really begin, I just want to thank you all for listening. The numbers of listens keep growing episode to episode, and I'm going to be honest, I don't get it, but thank you all. You know, I hope I'm adding some amount of value to your life, or at least, you know, some entertainment. I don't know. I'm not too sure what you guys are getting out of this, but I love it. So I really appreciate you guys. Can't thank you enough for listening. Hold on, bud. He's got the leash under his foot. Weird. There we go. But yeah. So thank you. If you're new, feel free to subscribe. These episodes don't necessarily come out in any consistent order, which talked about last episode is kind of bad if I'm trying to grow this thing, but it's just therapeutic for me to walk through the woods with my dog and talk to you guys, share my thoughts, and I do have some good thoughts today. But anyway, yeah, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff, and feel free to sign up for my newsletter. I'm really proud of it. I put out all the content that I create that I think is, you know, somewhat worth value to myself or to you all, I put on my website. So I kind of realized I wanted a feed for all the content I create. And yeah, I could send you this way to YouTube and send you that way for a podcast and send you this way for an Instagram post, send you to my website for a blog post, or I could just post it all on my website. So if you're interested in me and what I do in my life, in my journey that I'm going on and taking you all on, by the way, wow, it's so pretty out today. I wish you guys could see this. And I don't know that I can take a picture because I think it might stop the podcast record. But yeah, subscribe to the newsletter because it's sort of my all-in-one place for content. So if you're at all interested in what I've got going on, that'd be the place to keep up with content and everything going on. So, morning. Hold up, bud. Come on. No, leave him alone. I got runners this morning on the trail, which is fun. Come on, bud. Yeah. So, long-winded, but subscribe to the newsletter. I'd love to have you. Whenever I put out content, I'm still deciding whether I want to do every time I put out a piece of content, I send a newsletter out. I mean, I'm not putting out multiple pieces a day or anything, but potentially 1 to 2 a week. So I'm deciding whether I want to do that or if I want to just do like a weekly roundup newsletter that goes out on a Sunday or Thursday or something. I don't know. But obviously you can subscribe to me in all the places that I create content, YouTube and this podcast and Instagram and stuff, but newsletter's probably the best place if you want everything. So thank you guys. That's enough promotion, way too much promotion, but let's kind of get into what I wanted to talk about today. First of all, I wanted to tell you guys about last night. We went to a house concert for a musician out of Nashville. I think she's originally from Texas. Her name's Taylor Leonhardt, I think is how you say her last name. Singer-songwriter. Maria discovered her by way of Ellie Holcomb and the Faithful music group. That's a bunch of awesome female musicians got together and made an album. It's a great album, Faithful. Taylor Leonhardt's on there, and she put out a solo album, I think, in September, and is on tour, a little house tour for that album. And we saw her last night here in Roanoke, and great show. Just her, two guitars, electric, acoustic, switching back and forth between the two, and telling great stories in between songs. So nice, quaint setting. Super fun, super fun. I'd love to do more stuff like that instead of like big venue concerts. I know those are fun too, but I don't know. Last night was nice. We went out to dinner, Maria and myself. My parents watched Baby Girl. It was just a nice little date night, so that was fun. Lena slept terribly last night. We think she's teething again. She's 14 months. I don't know if there's a sleep regression usually at 14 months, but yeah, she's just having a hard time. So last night was a little rough. And then today was daylight savings. So technically we gained an hour of sleep, but Lena's body doesn't realize that. So she was up bright and early at 6 a.m., which was, no, 5 a.m., which was technically like 4 a.m. So yeah, we're tired, but I'm trying to get a lot done today before the work week starts again. That's just a little update. Work's going great. I'm excited to hit the week hard, get everything done we need to. This quarter, at least for my marketing department, is going great. My new marketing team is awesome. The content they're creating is, there's a lot of it, and it's really good. So I'm really proud of them, Rachel and Ashley. They're doing great. You know, I just hope we can keep it up, keep our momentum, and adapt as needed. I have high hopes for them and for our team, so super excited for them to be on board with Agenda Care. Let's see, just kind of going down that vein, I guess the main topic I wanted to talk about today, and I don't even know how long this will be, but it's just something that I am battling with, just being open and honest with all of you, is a small amount of imposter syndrome, I think. I joined Agenda Care, so just a little backstory for those of you who don't know. I had my own social media company in 2017, I think, is when we started, maybe 2018. And it was me and my business partner, Maggie Rotans, and we were doing just contract client work month over month, work for companies around the area. One day, this woman named Whitney Pugh contacted us. She was like, you know, I did a quick Google search, I guess, is how she found us. Maybe someone recommended us. And yeah, so she met with us at the end of 2019. I think it was November 2019. So we've been with her for 2 years now. That's crazy. And she was looking for social media help. So Whitney, it was just her by herself. She wanted to start this urgent care house calls practice here in actually Franklin County and then in Roanoke as well. And such a cool idea. She was so jazzed and excited and immediately recognized the advantage of having good social media channels. So she quickly became our favorite client. Loved working with Whitney's just amazing. I can't talk about her highly enough. Just an outstanding person with a great heart. And the fact that she understood the value of the work that Maggie and I were doing just made the relationship amazing and made us want to work harder for her. And it was just fun. And I think after a few months, the running joke was like, you know, this is a special idea for a company. And if you ever get big enough, like, we want to just be your marketing team. And it was a joke. We were pretty serious about it, though. I mean, you know, when you're doing client work, there's never a promise of tomorrow. With a lot of work, there's never a promise of tomorrow. But, you know, her company grew quickly. And at the end of 2020, so COVID hit, and her business exploded. I know a lot of businesses got hurt from COVID. Hers did well. I mean, we were making these house call visits to people who were sick in their homes. They didn't want to go to urgent care. They needed COVID testing. We weren't afraid to go into their homes and see them. So we were still contracted until I sat down at the end of 2020. Harvest Digital Marketing, or Harvest Social is what we changed the name to, was our company, Maggie and I. And I sat down with Whitney, and we were hurting. We were losing clients. I told Whitney, I was like, hey, I don't know how your business is doing sales-wise and stuff. Really, like, I have a general understanding because we're doing the marketing for you. But if you're in a position right now to hire us full-time, you know, as long as you're paying me the same money I'm making at Harvest, which wasn't much at the time at all, as long as you're paying me the same amount, I will come work for you full time. No questions asked. I want to join your team. You know, for me, it was the right fit. She was amazing. We had a great relationship. And we're crossing the street here, going over to the park. We had a great relationship, so I knew I loved working with her. And then it was like, I just need to know every 2 weeks I'm going to get paid, you know, kind of thing. So anyway, wow, long story short. She hired us on January 1st, 2021. It feels like it was forever ago that she hired us on, but that is in fact when it was, January 1st. And which way do we want to go? Let's go this way. January 1st, 2021, and basically we were just kind of hired as the social media team. I'm not trying to brag in this next part of this story or anything, but being an entrepreneur and starting my own business, I have fallen in love, and I had fallen in love with building business. You know, beyond knowing the ins and outs of social media or marketing, or, you know, how to speak to people on a communication, mass media level, I had just fallen in love with business. And I don't think Whitney realized that until I joined the team and started, I guess, kind of nudging my way into conversations about where the business should go and big picture stuff. And so I think Whitney realized my potential went beyond social media marketing. And ever since then, she has trusted me with a lot of the structure of the company. I came across Traction, which I will talk about a lot, probably for the rest of my life. Traction by Gino Wickman, and the idea of this entrepreneurial operating system, the EOS. I shared it with Whitney. She loved it. She didn't have a lot of time to implement it, so I told her, hey, I'm going to implement this. And over the past year, 2021, I've been implementing it from vision, 10-year target, 3-year picture, 1-year goal level, all the way down to the Traction of level 10 weekly meetings, which if you read it, you'll understand what these are. But I was part marketing and part that. And so what I think where I found myself was, as we set up Traction, I realized that every business needs an executive team and a certain number of departments in order to work well. You know, you need sales and marketing, which sometimes are together, sometimes are separated. I think personally they should be separated, but I understand keeping them together. You have operations, which is, you know, how you make and produce and distribute the product or services that you create. And then you have finance, the person who makes sure more money's coming in than going out, basically. Come on. Ooh, good jump. There's like a tiny little stream. I put myself in the marketing role because I saw a need for it, and I just kind of felt I might be the best person for it. I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to brag. It's just I wanted it, and so I just asked and just kind of took the seat. And that's where I am now. So, okay. Oh, also, sorry. You got sales, marketing, operations, finance, and then you have a CEO over top of those three departments. So at Agenicare, we have marketing department, sales department, medical operations, company operations, and then finance. Those are the executive seats. And then you have the CEO role on top of them. And the CEO's job is to make sure that all those C-level executives are playing nicely together, basically, and that we're moving that needle as a team. Amber has stepped into that role and taken it from Whitney. I shouldn't say taken it. Whitney passed it off to Amber, who was she came in as the corporate compliance officer. We quickly realized that she enjoyed sales, high-level corporate sales. So we moved her into the, I guess, chief revenue officer for the company. And then Whitney saw a big potential in her to be the CEO. So that transition is still going on. It's kind of at the end of the transition. Whitney is our integrator, our visionary. Not our integrator, she's our visionary. Amber's the integrator. Again, these are terms from Traction, which I could explain, but maybe I'll save that for another day. Anyway, that's sort of our team setup. We got Whitney, the owner. She's the visionary. CEO is Amber. I am CMO. We currently don't really have a head of sales. It's basically Amber still. Head of medical operations is Kirsten. We're still trying to figure out if we need company operations or if medical operations is enough. It is, in fact, the service that we sell, so I don't know that there should be a separate company operations, but... Morning. Here, bud, can you sit? Can you sit? That's a good boy. Come on. Good boy. All right. Sorry, we passed someone on a narrow trail here. Anyway, so yeah, Kirsten, medical operations, and then we had Shanda in finance. Shanda's kind of wanting to do other things, so we're trying to figure out who we could sit in that executive financial role for the company. But, so that's our little C-level suite, I guess, at the company. The reason I gave this long-winded story is I'm 28, Kirsten is 27, so she's the youngest on our executive team, Whitney being the oldest. Probably shouldn't share her age, but she just turned 40. We had a huge party for her, it was super fun. So we're young. If you think about what you would think of a normal like executive team, we're very young. And the reason why I struggle with imposter syndrome is, first of all, my title, which titles are monopoly. I don't really know how to, it doesn't matter what you're called, you know, I think it used to, but me being 28, I'm not, in my opinion, a chief marketing officer. I just don't have the experience. I mean, it is my title at the company because I am the highest level marketing person. You know what I mean? But I struggle thinking about that role and my experience. And I'm learning every day, learning, growing, and getting the experience. But I often wonder, you know, if Agenicare vanished tomorrow and I was out into the job search world, I don't think that I would be hired as a chief marketing officer at a company. I'm just not actually a chief marketing officer. I am at Agenicare, but I hope you can kind of see what I'm talking about. And maybe I am. I think, too, a lot of times people tell me I don't give myself enough credit. I just see, you know, most CMOs, as far as I know, are in their late 30s and above. I'm 10 years behind. And even more so, when I think of a CMO, they're like 50s, 60s. You know what I mean? So I feel very fortunate to be a part of this team, and I feel very lucky that I met Whitney so early, because we have built a strong relationship where she values me on the team and the work that I do. So I think there's a certain amount of right place, right time, a certain amount of loyalty and trust that gives me my title and my position, a certain amount of knowledge. I don't know nothing about marketing. Like, I know a good amount, especially in the digital space. So I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I'll say this too. I'm not going to say any names at all. And I really hope that this doesn't offend anyone, but I found myself one day talking to basically the operations, the COO of another company, chief operations. Not gonna name the company, not gonna name the person, but the COO started telling me about their marketing problems and what I would recommend, but more so social media, period. And I quickly realized that this company didn't have a there wasn't a director of marketing. And so my kind of thing I left this person with was, it doesn't matter if you have a great social media person, if you don't have the head of marketing to tell them what to do, it's, you know, I don't know. He also, this person, I should say, it's a he, also filled me in on their C level, basically. And there are a lot of people missing from the executive suite. Which to me is weird, but again, I don't have much experience. I know traction as a way of running a business, and that's it. So I'm putting this up against traction and saying that doesn't make any sense, but there are a billion different ways to run a company, and this company is, in my opinion, pretty successful. I mean, they've been around for years and years to begin with. So who is it right for me to tell this person that what you're doing on your C level is incorrect? Probably not. But I said, in my opinion, in my experience, which is very little, this is how I feel about, you know, your top-down approach and what it should be for marketing and for any department. I felt competent. Competent, is that? Yeah, I think so. In that discussion, I didn't feel like I didn't know what I was talking about. And I probably didn't. I know I have to be some amount of naive being 28 and not being very experienced, but I saw immediately places where that company, in my opinion and in my year of experience running, I guess, or structuring a C-level suite, I saw where they could improve, and I felt confident in it. And I don't know. I think this person, I don't know if they took me seriously. They seemed like I piqued their interest in that I made good points. It's weird that I'm sharing this with the world right now. I feel like this is a private conversation, probably. And it's weird too, because I feel like I shouldn't be telling you all this in terms of me. Like, I'm very vulnerable right now sharing this with you all and sharing, you know, how I feel. But I don't know. I think that's what brings value, is sharing your journey and where you are and what you're learning and all that stuff. So here comes another dog. Maybe we'll let them pass. Come up here, bud. Can you sit? Can you sit? Good boy. You all right? Morning. Good puppy. Good job, bud. Come on. Hey, let's go this way. Sorry about that. Buddy is a super playful dog, and he will just jump all over another dog. But he's getting better. Good job, bud. I was rambling. My point in all this is I think I'm constantly wondering, and maybe I need a mentor or something. You know what I mean? Maybe I need someone that has gone before me and can say, like, actually, you are doing things well, or actually, this is how things should be done. Part of me is scared to find a mentor because I feel like they would be like, you're not doing anything correctly. What are you doing? So I don't know, but I guess, again, my point is I feel a certain amount of imposter syndrome because I feel the normal way that people go about becoming a CMO for a company is working your way up through a marketing field. And I feel like I went from being an entrepreneur in the social media game to being a CMO, which I just, trying to be as self-aware as possible, I just think I realized that there's probably a lot of things that I don't know how to do. Come on, bud. In this role. But again, I feel very fortunate because Whitney has allowed me to take this role and learn and grow, and I'm going to continue to do so. So my biggest goal is, you know, even if I'm not on paper a CMO, I want to grow into that position. And I don't know. I just want to grow into a C-level executive. I don't even know that marketing is my number one place that I should be, but I have an interest in it and I'm growing in it. I'm learning. Yeah. Just to finish up this segment, I guess, we had a great conversation with an advertising company out of Texas on Friday. And they know what they're doing. It's easy to tell. They've been in this for a long time. They're a great list of media buyers, which are people who buy radio space and buy billboard space. You know, we could go directly to a radio station and say we want to run an ad. They're going to give us this astronomical price and probably not give us the best ad space because, again, we're inexperienced. We're a young team. We don't know what we're doing. Or we could hire a media buyer who knows what they're doing. They go to the radio station and say, we want this. And they sit there and they negotiate things and try to figure out the best solution for us. It might not even be radio. They have the experience to know. So I'm learning about that and how that works. And so I am learning these high-level tasks and duties that a CMO would be responsible for. So I'm really enjoying that, and I want to continue to learn and grow in that. All right, bud. Hey, morning. Come on, bud. Come on, bud. Good boy. Good boy. Come on. Good boy. Come on. If you guys hear a little beep beep, I think I listened back to one of the episodes and I could hear it. We have a little collar on Buddy, and it is a shock collar, but we don't use the shock. We just use, like, the sound. By the way, we're right next to a road, so sorry if you hear a lot of traffic. We just use the beep, and it works. Like, if he's pulling on me or something, and I just hit the beep, he runs right back to my side. So we're still kind of training him, even though he's over 2 years old now. But he's a good boy. He's learning. Yeah. So again, I didn't know at the beginning of this episode. Let's go this way, dude. Come on. I didn't know at the beginning of this episode what I even wanted to talk about, but this popped into my head from our meeting Friday, and oh, I guess I didn't even really finish that story. Anyway, we had that great discussion with the advertising company, and afterwards I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know that an outsourced media buying company was a thing. Makes sense now, but, you know, it just kind of scared me a little, I guess, in a way, and took a notch out of my pride. So I had that really cool, I guess, ego-boosting conversation with that other business owner about their executive team. And I felt very competent. And then I had this really good discussion with this advertising company, and it knocked me down. I was like, I'm not competent. So, I don't know. I think that's the game. I'm for sure God had a point with that. All about that ego, right? It's good to know what you're doing, but when you feel too full of yourself, it's good to be knocked down. So, you gonna jump over this log, Boogie? Up, up. Good jump. Whew, there's a little hill, sorry. Anyway, hopefully that brings it full circle. Oh, you see those deer, don't you? Let's be careful, okay? You can keep going. Come on. But yeah, I just want to be open and honest with you guys. I don't know why. I don't even know that it's going to... It might even hurt me talking about this stuff. I just hope I don't get in trouble with anyone. I don't think I would, but... That's where I am right now in my life, and I think the biggest thing is that I want to keep working on it. I'm not deterred. I haven't told myself, man, I shouldn't be a CMO, so I should look for a lower level position. I want to earn the title that I have, so that's going to be my goal. And then hopefully at some point, I realize this too, at some point I am a CMO, you know. I don't know where that point is, but at some point I gotta have complete confidence in my title, in my role, and I just gotta continue to learn, continue to do what's best for the company, for my family, for my marketing team, my direct reports, as you would call them. So yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted to talk about today. I don't know who's listening, but maybe you're not even in marketing and just hearing, you know, I think it's okay to have imposter syndrome. And I think I guess the moral is, and what I've told myself is, despite feeling like an imposter, by the way, I guess I should define that. I'm sure you've picked it up through context clues, but if you don't even know what imposter syndrome is, it's the feeling that you don't, it's the feeling that you're not the person that you are pronounced to be or something like that. So again, as my example, I'm a CMO. I think a lot of times I get a reality check where I'm like, I don't deserve this title because I'm not experienced enough. And it may or may not be true, right? It's just this idea of feeling that you're an imposter. So it could be for the size of our company, for the age of our company. I am very much a chief marketing officer, and I have the amount of experience that someone else does. Potentially, I don't know, but I feel as if I'm an imposter. So that's what imposter syndrome is. Yeah. Whew. Buddy, let's stop for a second. We're just continuously going up a hill, and I just want to kind of end the episode out so you guys don't have to hear me keep laboring as I walk. Moral of the story, even if you feel the imposter syndrome, even if you feel that you're not enough for your role or any aspect of your life, I would encourage you to make a goal to become the thing that people think you are, or become better at what you already are. I think more than anything, I get a fire lit under me when I feel that I'm not deserving of my CMO role. And I don't want you to hear that I don't deserve the role at all. I think I've worked hard. I think that I've created the relationships to get in this position. And I've done a lot for the company. And I do know that. And I realize that. And I believe in that. So to some extent, I definitely do think that I am a CMO at AgenticCare. I just wanted to kind of lay into the times where I don't feel like I am that. So I wish you all the best. Wherever you are in life, whatever you're trying to do, if you don't feel adequate, pray about it, maybe consult with others about it, and just work hard. Work hard to be enough. And I think, too, probably a lot of us are enough. I mean, we're enough in the eyes of God, which is all that freaking matters in this crazy, beautiful world. I just watched a leaf fall very slowly to the ground, and it was very magical. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you next time. Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe to the newsletter. That'll be the best way for me to know who you all are and what we got going on as a little community. I can't thank you enough again for listening, and I guess I'll see you next time. As always, remember to focus on the things that matter. I appreciate all of you. And I'll see you next time.